I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just Josh at the top of the episode to one, thank you for listening, thank you for downloading it, thank you for sharing it around with your friends. If you're going to do that, please do that. And also thank everyone who's been coming out to the last five episodes of Don't You Know Who I Am at the Comedy Festival here in Melbourne. It's been great. Every single one has been really, really, really fun to do. So thank you very much. I have one more on. If you're listening to this the week it is uploaded, I have one more 4:30 European Beer Cafe on Sunday the 22nd. Very, very good lineup. There have always been good lineups. This one is very, very good as well. It's going to be fun. It's going to be loose because it's the last one. All the acts will probably going off to do their last final show, so they'll be in very, very good moods. Now, I should say before this episode, with Sam Pang, Miff Warhurst, Mel Buttle, and Reese Nicholson, there is a bit of peaking on the mic. There'll be moments where when, you know, the big laughs happen, you'll hear a bit of a static thing. I'm very sorry. We just, with the changeover in my show and the Dum 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 finishing, there's not much time to check the mics and the levels, and so the sound guy didn't really get the chance to do that. So apologies to your ears in certain bits where it's really funny. But you know what? It happens when it's really funny, so there you go. Anyway, I think that's all. I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of live shows as part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival Roadshow. So if you're in anywhere around country Victoria or New South Wales and Tasmania, I'm going down to do Devonport, Launceston, Hobart. Come along. If you listen to the podcast, come on at the end of it. We have to stand at the merchandise table after the shows. So if you listen to the podcast, come up and say, hey, I love hearing people in other areas, not just the big cities, saying that they listen to the show. It means a lot. Anyway, enough from me. Hopefully I can see you there this Sunday at the European Beer Cafe at 4:30. Come on down. I'll have a drink after and it'll be lots of fun. Enjoy this episode. Bye.
Hello, Melbourne! And welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows who, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and this week, on the internet, I discovered there's some guy, there's a student in America who's got himself in trouble for plagiarism, shares my name. Even stole my name, the bastard. Anyway, just by making some noise, who came last week? Who has never heard the podcast before just came because they like the guests? Welcome. It's going to be fun. You're going to learn a lot about them. Anyway, let's meet them now. Anyway, our first guest is a broadcaster and a TV host who, when you type his name into Google, one of the related searches is he married to Julia Zemiro? Please welcome to stage Sam Pang, everyone! Hey, Sam.
Hello, Josh. Hello, everyone. I'm just here for the UFC fight.
I was watching it before when the Dum Dum were on. They were speaking to the winner. Didn't look like she won.
Really?
No. Wasn't.
There are no winners in UFC.
No.
Josh, how are you?
I'm good.
Can't believe.
You're looking around as if you're as surprised as people here.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Little bit. Because, you know, I've done this. I did this 3 years ago.
The very first live show you were on.
Yeah. And so based on that, I don't know why I've been invited back. But it's great to be here.
Well, thank you for coming. And anyway, our next guest is also a broadcaster and a TV host, and is the only person in the entire internet with her name. Please make welcome, it's Miff Warhurst!
Hey, Miff.
Watch the chords. Just, it's, That's it. How you doing?
I'm really good. Although I just said there's stools here. 5 foot nothing. I've got no stockings on today. So hello, ladies and gentlemen.
That's why they were lining up a half hour early. Okay.
All right, this will be awkward. Normally we do this in private.
I'll stand here so while you get up. There you go. Yay!
Wow.
Can I borrow your jacket?
I've got one around my waist.
Yeah. How lovely a crowd are you? You reported just for someone who sat on a seat.
This is starting well.
They've been to a live show before. They know what to expect. Anyway, also joining us is a comedian, a TV host, and a writer who shares her name with a manager of a San Francisco credit union. Please welcome, it's Melinda Butters.
G'day, Jill.
Hey, Buddle, how you doing?
Fucking hungover, mate.
You're really hungover, yeah. You were at the club last night, weren't you?
Yeah, and this morning.
Great. So what are you drinking there? What's that?
That is a lemon lime and bitters.
Hey.
In a pint glass, so I'm still one of the guys, yep. Woo.
Also joining us is a man who shares his name with a UK spray painter, a Sydney camera technician, and a white dude in Sydney with dreadlocks. Who on his Facebook page, every single photo of him is him doing the bird. Anyway, the one we have here, that was comedian, it's Reese Nicholson.
Yay. Why would you close with the least famous person on this show? Like, and that now, sorry. By the way, the white man with dreadlocks, that is just me.
That's you?
Yeah.
Okay. Just flipping the bird.
It was an early, early character that I did. And now this gay won't work, so I'm just sticking with it. Yeah, my wife hates my act. You should see her show, Hannah Gadsby. It's quite good.
This is good. This is the first time you've done it and not been hungover. So
this is true.
You've handed the baton to Mel.
Yes. Wouldn't be the first time.
Yep. No, enjoy your cider right next to me. Real good. Real good. Real smart.
And Miff, you haven't done the show before, but thank you for coming on.
And I'm not hungover.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why you're professional. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not really drinking at the moment. And can I say, gee, it's boring.
How annoying are feelings?
Yeah, I know.
They're fucked.
When you start to, you're like, the weekend's full of feelings now.
I wish as I wake up next morning and have no regrets. Very weird.
Our first game today is called Social Me Media, where I'll read out a status update by one of you four. So I've gone all through your Twitter and your Facebook. If you think you know who wrote it, your names are your buzzer. Buzz in and say who you think wrote it. You can't buzz in for your own. You get a point if you get it right.
I haven't tweeted for 3 years. I think it's not...
It's still there. It didn't go anywhere.
Oh, okay, cool.
You are very mysterious, Sam Pang.
I was just saying to Sam before, I try and do a lot of research about the people. He doesn't do any interviews. Like, every single interview is like, he doesn't do any interviews. So this is what we found out. And there was one thing where you made up a whole bunch of shit. On it. Like, your
That's
ideal
right.
Sunday was you walk your dogs. You don't have dogs.
I remember that. It was ages ago and they asked me to do that. You know that perfect Sunday morning?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I just used to
I've never been awake. So.
Sorry, Reese. They have this thing that's perfect Sunday morning. So are we in a rush?
No.
Okay. Perfect Sunday morning.
I score
and,
on
bullshit.
You know, you're gonna read it, and they go, oh, you know, every Sunday morning, I get up and I take my dogs for a walk, and then me and my husband we go down to our little cafe and have these beautiful eggs Benedict. And go, well, really, every fucking Sunday you do that? So they asked me to do it, and I just made up everything. I said, oh, every Sunday morning, I get up and I take my two dogs. And I named him after the West Indian opening batsman of 1980. I get my two Staffordshire Terriers, Greenwich and Haynes.
Nice.
And I take them down, and I just made up the whole thing, and at the end of the day, I go, that was great.
What was your husband's name?
Greenwich. Greenwich, Reese. Greenwich.
It was Viv Richards. Anyway, okay. Okay, so you know the rules. So buzz in if you think you know who it is. You get a point if you get right. Point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. Our first one is this one. Changed into my tracksuit pants in the car in the car park. Then no security camera right there. Full moon just came early for someone.
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
I reckon Miff, maybe.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Reese.
We all do that, don't we? Like, you go to work, you take your exercise gear.
We don't have jobs in this room, Miff.
No. Well, I take my exercise gear to work and I put it in the back of the car in the hope that maybe I'll do something after work. And this one day that I did, I got changed in the car park. because, you know, what are toilets for, really? You don't need those.
Pissing and shitting.
Yeah, exactly. Not changing, not changing.
Bzzzt, one for Mel.
But later on, a number two for Mel. What have you done with this casting, Josh?
I love it. So, was there more to the story?
Oh, not really.
Okay. Nah. Great. Edit point. Okay. Question number...
Oh, sorry. You need fully formed anecdotes on this show, do you?
No. I just say that for when I'm listening back and okay. I know what to do.
Right. Okay. I love when there's a guest on that's never listened to the podcast before. Anyway, edit point.
I should have just called the whole podcast edit point. Anyway.
Yeah.
Question two. There's a junkie on this tram eating an entire pineapple.
Mel.
Sam.
Oh, I heard Mel first, I think. Did you say Mel?
I did buzz in, but Sam said Sam as well. I'll let him.
If you buzzed in, though,
it can't be you. And I was going to say you.
No. Or is she playing the game?
Trouble in paradise.
Edit point.
I want you to leave in some of them.
Yeah. I'll say it's Reese.
You are correct. It was Reese. Yeah. Point there for Sam.
I was going to say Reese as well, because you live in Melbourne. That's a fucking clue.
Yeah, good one.
What you do, Sam, is you piece together all the clues.
Yeah.
Mel, why are you explaining it to me? I got the right answer.
Yeah. So. You just seemed unsure of yourself. That's all.
So you think you were going to say Reese because you didn't think these two would catch the tram? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah, TV money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. Looking online, in Wiki Earn or something like that, you can see how much Wikipedia thinks you two earn.
Really?
Do you want to know how much?
Tell me, because
it's... Yeah. So you, Miff, earn $500,000 a year.
Whoa, I work at the ABC. Whoa, you could've... and also got no royalties for all those repeats of Spicks and Specks for 74,000 years either.
We don't mention that show on this show.
We do. Edit point.
That's what the ABC said. Edit this off. And Sam, do you want to have a guess how much you earn a year according to this?
I can't believe Mel doesn't think I'd be on trams.
No, I'm Ubering around, mm-mm, chatting away. Can I get in the Uber with me froth, mate? On your champion.
maybe he gets trams, but like tram black or something. Or like... Yeah.
No, I'm on plenty of trams, on the side of them. But anyway, keep going.
No!
Very good.
What?
Very good.
Well, when Wiki Earn, you earn $1 million a year.
Yep, that's about right. There you go.
Doing quite all right. Okay. Question.
He's not saying anything, by the way. There's no argument.
That's why I don't catch trams. He's
insulted it was so low. That's what it is. Yeah. Anyway. Question.
Edit points. Yeah. Move on. Come on, mate.
Question three. The stages of a new hobby. Talk about it. Talk about getting all the gear. Get the gear. Post the gear on socials. Try the hobby. Hate it. Never mention it again.
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
Mel Buttle.
Not correct. Yes, it was Mel Buttle.
Yep.
It had the cadences of a Mel Buttle,
I think. It does, doesn't it? Long, not that interesting, but yeah, got it out there, so...
Oh, it sounds like me last night. Anyways, I love that in that situation, my dick is not very interesting.
Can I ask what was the hobby?
At the moment, I've just bought myself a mini male surfboard, so yeah, it's very hard surfing. Got to paddle all the way out there. There's no jet ski. That's for the pros, and then you get pushed back to the beach. You got to go again. And again, but I don't. I went once and now it's on Gumtree, so.
There'll be links after the show. Okay, question four. Showbiz is meeting women whose job it is to look after you wearing Gorman with a name they've chosen to pronounce with an extra vowel.
Reith.
Yes, Reith. Oh,
no, you said it first.
No, you said it out loud. Yes, Reith.
All right, Mel Buttle.
You are correct. Yes, it was Mel Buttle. Point there for Reith.
Yeah.
I feel like it's cheating because I saw it on your Twitter.
Yeah, I'm very prolific online.
It's not cheating.
You know who didn't love that tweet? Your agent.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a little I was so I'll enjoy Brunswick West, dickhead. So.
Nah, keep that one in.
Yeah.
Question five. If Olympic swimming gold medalist Missy Franklin married football great Lionel Messi, do you think she'd change her name to Mrs. Missy Messi?
We know it's not me because there's a sporting reference.
Not you, yeah. Not me.
Yes.
Sam.
What do you think, Miff?
Well,
you think Sam?
I think Sam.
You are correct, Miff. It is, yes. Point there for Miff. It was you.
I did that.
You did that one.
Yours.
When did I do that?
Like 4 years ago when the Olympics were on.
About a year before you left Twitter, remember?
Shit. I don't remember that.
Got a big laugh. You should get back on it.
Yeah. Have you hit your head today?
It sounds like my work there is done on Twitter, you know, man. So, wow.
Question cool. six. Question six. How do I get a job where people pay me to eat at nice restaurants?
Mel.
So, yes, Mel.
Is it Reese?
It is Reese. Point yes. FML, yes.
Yep.
I want one of those jobs, like any of those TV shows where they're just like, you know, but not get away because you have to travel too much and just pretend to like things that probably give you diarrhea. But but one of those shows where you just stand there next to a chef and they're like, and this is my food journey, and then you just eat it. It sounds great.
Mel
your job.
That show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my job, cunt.
Yeah.
Shame you didn't make it through the audition process.
I know.
Yeah, you're not a woman, so.
And your job is
give me
good,
time.
Is good as well because. Because with a lot of them, like the MasterChef and stuff like that, it is comes out hot. It's got to wait around until it gets cold. Mm-hmm. They're eating cold food. Yours, cake.
Cake's room temperature, perfect. Don't put them in the fridge. It'll ruin the icing. It's a tip from a pro. Yeah. Yeah.
How long have you been doing that, Mel?
We're going to start filming season four this year. Yeah.
Feels longer, doesn't it? But
yeah, doesn't it?
Hey,
aww.
What about, Mel, seriously, 4 years, or first four seasons, what have you learned about cheesecakes? Because I love them. Have you got anything there?
Oh, okay. Look, you know, you actually want to find the contrast. You want to find the acid in there. That's what Maggie B's looking for.
Okay.
She sounds like a fun time.
I can really feel the yellow in this one.
Too sweet, Sam. There's a, you know, a little Mars bar cheesecake. Too much. Just, you know, a little bit of lemon rind. Let the cheese speak, for fuck's sake.
I'm so glad I asked that question. Yeah, that's kind of spot on.
It's questions like that that are getting you over $1 million a year, Sam.
Yeah.
Is Maggie okay? Is Maggie good? She's good egg?
She's a good lady. She's 73.
Apart from all the acid.
She gets mixed up, though. One day she came in and said, I was up all night last night watching skin flicks in my hotel. She meant Netflix.
Oh. I thought for a second her juice is coming for her vagina.
She must have, like, because she'd be a bazillionaire, right? Like,
yes.
She's just, and just, she could just have a house of, like, that's the house that Quince built. Like, there's just so much...
Yeah, I'm really friendly to her, actually. She sold off half her business a couple of years ago for $44 million.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, morning! Can I have 50 grand, 100 grand, 10 grand? What? No.
She strikes me as someone who gives great mum hugs, too,
yes.
Does she?
Yes,
does
she does. Yeah. She's very kind. She cries when some of the bakers get kicked off. I don't. I'm like, see ya, dickhead! Bye-bye, pack your shit up, get out of here. Book deal, no!
Wish they would... In Bake Off would treat it like RuPaul's Drag Race where they have to like write a message on a wall in flour or something and just like okay, wrong crowd, sorry about that. It's right. Breaking to the zeitgeist, guys.
Speaking of food, question seven. I add the word just to my McDonald's order. I'll just have a Big Mac to give the impression that I haven't been planning it since I woke up.
Miff.
Yes, Miff.
Mel?
Yes, you are correct, yes.
Yep.
That's not so bad. I often, when I'm home alone and dining in, often I'll order like a pizza and two pastas just so the guy knows or thinks that there's more people at home.
Yeah.
So I just sometimes yell out, it's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you're a proper nutshell, aren't you? Yeah.
Cool. I always yell at a man's name. I'm like, Trevor, the pasta's here. So I can forget about doing any murders, mate. Good night.
Question 8. Just seeking a Halloween clarification. Are strepsils considered lollies?
Oh my God, that's so sad.
It's Pang, obviously, but it's Miff's point.
Are you saying it's Sam Pang?
Miff and I are both saying it's Sam Pang.
Why are you giving Miff a point?
Because feminism, mate.
Because women support each other on these things. Two women on a panel, what is it, a fucking festival? Jesus Christ.
Well, you are both correct. Well done, a point there for Miff and Merle.
Well done, Miff. You're really smashing it today.
You too.
Once again, how long ago was that?
I'm guessing around Halloween.
That, once again, it's true, by the way. I remember because it was Halloween, I didn't have the lollies and all that. And then I thought, you know, and they started knocking. And I thought, I went to the medicine, I had strepsils, but the red ones, you know what I mean? I'm not... And also my Lanta tablets. And I thought, fuck me. If these kids have bad indigestion, I'm the right... This is the house for them, but I chickened out.
And our final question for the round. Everything's all fucked, hey?
Can it be all of us? We've all written that at least once.
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
I'm going with Reese.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Sam.
And what was that about, Reese?
Look, I reckon you could easily tweet that every fucking day. But yep, that seems... I think it was... No, I wasn't about anything in particular, I think. I think I just woke up, looked at the news, went, now we're done, I reckon. Mm. Let's slow humanity down.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Sam Pang on 2 points. Go for Sam. Mel Buttle also on 2 points.
Yes.
Reese Nicholson on 3 points. And also on 3, it's me for her. So this round...
How many rounds are there?
You got someone to be there.
What, you got a meeting with your accountant or something?
It's four
on
rounds.
A tram.
Four rounds.
Four?
Four.
Right here.
That's the longest one, don't worry.
All right, Scrooge McPang. Jesus.
All right, this one is called We Are Family. Now, in this round, we're going to meet someone's family. And today we're going to meet Barry Buttle, Mel's father.
Yes.
Bring him out!
Now, as a child, Mel would go on long car journeys with her father, but Barry had a way of making sure that Mel would never wet herself in the car. What did he do? Was it A, he would take a bucket with him, and if Mel needed to use the toilet, she could use the bucket because he refused to stop at public toilets because they were making great time. Was it B, he would make her wear a diaper for the entire journey? This only stopped when Mel was 12 years old and Barry didn't have to buy adult-sized diapers in case the lady in the chemist thought they were for him. Or C, he would stop at every single public toilet, even when Mel didn't need to go, and force her to use it. Sometimes waiting up to 15 minutes until Mel forced a little something out. Now, you can ask Mel as many questions as you want, try and get the truth, but she wants you to get it incorrectly because she wants your point. You don't have to answer altogether. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Well, they all constitute neglect.
Well, he's ex-military, so if that helps with your clues.
There was the NASA woman that did wear the adult diaper to drive all the way across the country.
Yes, a spurned lover. She wanted to... I appreciated the commitment, but it seemed excessive. I've got a question.
Yes, Samuel.
Was your father big on... Did he want to make good time or did he not care?
It depends on the road trip. Like, if we were going to whiz down and visit the in-laws, he'd be like, stop off at Newcastle, you know, have a bit of a pie. I know where all the pie stops are. You know, when boomers just know, like, they'll just go 40 k's out of their way for a shit pie they could get from Coles. They cover you for 20 years. Depending on the trip, I guess.
I'm sorry I asked the question. Doesn't help us at all, sorry.
Nope.
I'm a bit worried about the bucket situation, because if it's in the car and you're not allowed to stop, so you have to in the bucket.
Yep.
Did it have a lid?
No. No, because then it would be my job to then tip it out the window.
Oh. And the car's behind you.
Yeah, and the wind sometimes.
I hope none of them are true. With the bucket, I don't know about the bucket one because I feel like cars these days, like if it was a car that was made in like the 60s where it has like a lot of room, I don't feel like there's a way to physically do that in a car.
This was when she was a child though, it's not like last week.
What does that mean? She could stand in the bucket.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess you...
Describe the bucket.
The bucket. The bucket would change as per the road trip, but normally sort of you...
Not a dedicated wee bucket.
No.
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 Oh. What, no. So sometimes there was like the cleaning the car bucket or...
It was often an a big 4-litre ice cream container, an old Neapolitan.
Well, that's not a bucket. That's an ice cream container.
Sometimes it would be a bucket. What?
A punnet.
A punnet.
A punnet of piss, the Mel Buttle story.
Yes. 2019 Towns Hall, please come along. Towns Hall. Yeah, look, we did, because we lived in Brisbane, so all the family lived in Sydney. So we'd always be on the road, and you had to do a wee-wee. And I'm a girl, so I'd just be with my dad. Mum would refuse to come. So, yeah, Dad didn't want to, like, take a little girl into the toilet, so he made up some other options. Looked like a fucking pedophile in there.
The other one was just wearing a diaper the whole way.
Wearing a diaper, yep. Put her in a diaper.
I don't reckon it's that one, because just 12 is too late, I think.
Have a think about...
Yeah, you're right.
Unless you're an astronaut, then it's fine. Yeah, it's that one.
No.
You ready to lock in?
Do they have to make a decision as a team?
No. You can
go to the audience.
Whatever you think. You can ask the audience. That's why they're here. We don't normally have an audience.
We can go 13, 24, 10, put it out to calls. Let us know.
I like that Mel knows the number for Nova and I didn't. Thanks, Mel.
You're welcome.
What do we reckon? Diaper? Bucket? Was the other option?
Public toilet. Every public toilet.
Every single toilet.
I reckon it's public toilet.
I'm going that. That's the least cruel of all of them.
Okay, so...
Although having met Barry Buttle... Okay. No, he's a lovely man, actually.
Reese is saying C. Miff is saying C. Sam, you're saying diaper or...
Diaper. I'm saying...
Oh, no, it's going to be bucket, isn't it? It's going to be bucket.
An audience was saying what? C as well. Bucket.
Don't be the bucket.
Don't be the bucket.
The correct answer is the bucket.
Oh!
Yeah. 3 points there for Mel.
Yep.
No deal.
Reese was right. If you had the bucket, how did you... So, no, you're not... This car's not stopping. How did you...
Seatbelt off.
You take your seatbelt off. You hover above. You slide the punnet below you. There's a modesty towel for when I got a bit older. And then you piss into the bucket, right? And then slide it off to the side. Manage yourself.
I must say, listeners at home are missing a treat right now.
And that works your core, actually, holding yourself up there. And then I would wait for the right moment while there was nothing behind us. And poor moon.
No.
See, I would argue there's no right moment for that.
Shit.
I think his fastest time ever was, we got from Brisbane to Sydney in, 9 hours or something, real quick. Like,
well, what's he doing? Is he just not having any fluids or solids?
He's wearing a diaper.
Yeah.
He had a rule. Where this all came from was his rule was he's only stopping for petrol. That's it. And if there's no toilet at the petrol station, too bad. Sort yourself out. Yeah.
Hard man, eh?
Yeah.
Military man, did you say?
And that's why he's made me the strong and formidable character I am today.
When is too old to call docs, do you reckon? Like, do you reckon it's...
I'm 36, so maybe, give him a tingle, yeah.
Okay, at the end of the round, the scores are Sam Pang on 2 points, Mick Warhurst on 3 points, Reese on 3 points, but in the lead now on 5 points, it's Mel Buttle.
Woo! I think Mel deserves to win after that.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. Everything that's true, you say yeah. Everything's a lie, you say nah. You get a point if you're right, a point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So you ask them as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong. So here we go. The first one is to Mel. Now, Sam once went on a date with a girl where they ended up at a nightclub. They got separated, and when Sam found her, she was kissing another guy. Sam left the club, but realised he didn't have enough money for a cab home. He then went back into the club, but the bouncer said he couldn't get back in. Sam broke down and told him what had just happened, and the bouncer felt sorry for him and gave him some money so he could get a cab home.
Well, this clearly wasn't recently.
Now, you can ask him as many questions as you want. The floor is open for questions.
What am I supposed to be doing?
Well, you want to get the point. So you answer however you get the point.
So you want to trick me.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I
forgot the story. Anyway, yeah. Okay, I guess that's it. Yeah.
What was this bird's name?
Annie.
Alphabetical, well done.
Yep.
I was going to go with Aardvark. No, no, that's no. Oh, Annie. Her name was Annie.
Annie. Yep. Annie Light. Okay. And did you root her?
No, not that night.
So what nightclub was it?
Chevron.
Where's that?
That was it. It doesn't exist anymore. It was on
St
Kilda Road. St Kilda Road. Miff knows it. An old haunt.
And where were you living? Where did you need to get a taxi to then?
Collingwood.
Okay.
So yeah, so it was. I couldn't walk. Although I did walk plenty of times. But no, I needed a cab. It was too far.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't you have your marquee on you? You can touch on and touch off.
It was a long time ago.
Right, right.
I was
right.
In a nightclub, Mel. So.
Yeah, yes.
1642.
Before this country was a thing. How old were you when this was happening? Was this pre...
19. It's 25 years ago.
So pre-Triple R Breakfaster days?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is this how the round's supposed to go?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Any more questions?
How much money did the bouncer give you?
$20.
And that did that cover the cab and everything and the surcharge and the 10% GST thing and all that?
No, he invested that $20 and now that $20 has grown.
$20 was more than enough to get me home back then.
That was a really nice bouncer,
yeah,
wasn't
good
it?
Good bouncer.
Hmm.
Good bouncer. Number 13 was on the
I reckon this is a fucking pile of absolute shit.
You are correct, yes, yeah. It is. Point there for now. But based on a fair bit of truth.
So I get to clarify.
Please clarify what I made up.
So lots of it was true.
Mm.
There was a girl called Annie. We went to the Chevron. We went in, we went to the dance floor. No, I went back. I went to the bar to get a drink. And then when I got back, she was on the dance floor pashing another guy from that we knew from school. So, you know, like a year ago. So we met out outside of school and then we're at the Chevron dance floor. I come back. There she is pashing a guy on the... I say, you know, even I have my, you know, limits. I thought about it for a while, but I said, no, that's it. I'm going.
Did you just kind of watch in a creepy fashion? Just going... Hey.
I come back with a, you know, a Maduri illusion shaker or whatever. Just standing on the side of the dance floor going, that doesn't look good. And so she saw me, then she caught, you know, then she came over and I said, no, I'm going. Take the Maduri illusion shaker and get it. Walked out, realised I didn't have any money. Went back in, the bouncer let me back in and said, I need money. I don't have any money because I've just fucking blown it all on the drinks. Can I borrow some money? She had no money, so she ended up borrowing the money from the guy she had planned to ask for.
How?
And then I got home with that money from the guy. That, yeah, so, you know, it was a happy ending. It was fine.
Happy ending.
I don't mean to, but what was the plan for the rest of the night if the other guy hadn't have turned up? Like... Who was going to buy drinks? Neither of you had any money.
No, that's a good question, Reese. But I just, you know, when
Thank
when
you.
You're younger, so we probably had some at home. You know, the old. How many young people are here today? I used to drink before we went out, so because you can't afford, you couldn't afford drinks. Mm. Although I had one drink in me, and then, yeah, there was no plan. But yeah, we didn't. You didn't buy many drinks when you're out. Not like now. I just, you know, shut the bar. yeah, it was ill-conceived from the start, but that's a true story.
True, yeah. Well, point there for Mel. Okay.
Thank you.
So to Sam, now, Miff, last year, alongside Joel Creasy, hosted Eurovision for SBS.
True.
Your old job, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of job swap going on here, isn't there?
I've been a breakfaster and... anyway. Okay, and together, the pair, her and Joel, were interviewed live on TV for a Lithuanian broadcaster. For the entire interview, though, the host kept on referring to Miff as Muff. And so then for every interview after, Joel would call Miff Muff to see if anyone noticed. Yeah or nah?
All right, so I ask
you. You ask her questions.
Yes. Okay, so, is that true? what was the name of the Lithuanian television station or reporter or anything to do with...
I don't remember their name, but it would be Lithuanian, I think it's LRT, radio or television.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah,
too.
And they do the red carpet on the day before it all starts, and that's when it happens.
Why they want to interview you and Joel?
Because we were new, and they'd missed you, and they wanted to see if we were up to scratch.
Oh, this is tense.
I know. Did you do the backstage interviews this year? Did you go backstage interview?
Yeah.
How was that?
Intense. Yeah. Intense, yeah. You're running around just walking up to these people that you've sort of seen on stage and they've got... It's like, who are you again? There's 74,000 performers. It's like, who are you again? Fuck, what do I do? How do I... Who's this person? And it's just...
I remember the worst interview I ever did was just Armenia, so I didn't bother to learn. I just saw the dressing room as Armenia. Hey, we're here with Armenia. That was it. And then after the whole, tell us about your song.
Oh, yeah.
They said one more question. I said, oh, okay, cool. How do you think Armenia has handled the transition to a market economy? and then it was like the SWAT team came in and I was out of there. You did a great job, by the way. Didn't you do a great job?
Yes, yes.
It was an amazing gig. I can understand why after 8 years you'd had enough, though. It is so intense. It's like you spend a week in a shed. No one tells you about that. You think it's all really glamorous, but it's like a week in a shed with just lights and crazy action and general insanity. And
comedy festival. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Did the reporter get Joel's name right?
Yeah. Joel's an easy one. Look, I didn't mind because to be
Yeah, sure. Heard.
Yeah.
I didn't mind though because Muff is not anywhere near as bad as
you'd get that a lot, wouldn't you?
I get Muff a lot, but I also get because my full name's Bunwee.
I get Muff a lot too.
Grow up out there.
I never get Muff.
No. My full name is Mafanwi, so sometimes I get my fanny. So when you're getting a coffee, it's my fanny. And it's like,
I've got a piping hot for my fanny.
I've got a long black for my fanny.
Yes! How good an interview is Reese? Reese, you should just do the full time, mate. You should do this. All right, what about this? If Josh said that Joel went on to call you Muff, you know, from that point onwards, where else did he do that?
In backstage interviews.
With the artists?
Yeah.
That's...
You think it's a lie?
It's a lie.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Sam.
Very good.
But you did have someone think they thought your name was Muff. Mm. Yeah, I watched the thing on YouTube.
Yep.
Joel found it very funny.
It's very common.
I was leaving it open for someone.
Yeah.
Vicar. Anyway, okay, so to Miff.
Are you going to do anything over there or what?
I'm going to read this one.
Okay.
He writes all those questions, Sam. He's up all night.
When did you finish writing those questions?
Well, when did you send me your email?
Last night.
11:34 last night, so I had to write the questions.
I was about to say something, then I realised I'd never emailed you back, so...
It's even worse.
Well, let's see if this question... Okay, now, to Miff.
It's Muff, actually.
Now, Reese's parents, they're both ceramicists, and they had a studio in the back of their place while Reese was growing up. When Reese was 13, some older kids at his high school found out that they had a kiln at the back and asked if they could use the kiln to set their bongs. Reese said it would cost them all $20 each because if his parents caught him, he'd be in trouble. When the truth is, if his parents caught him, they wouldn't give a shit. You can ask him as many questions you want.
I love this because my mum was a ceramics teacher.
Oh.
Maybe they knew each other. It's a small world.
It is a small world.
Lots of dirt around.
So hang on, what's the bit I have to find out?
If any of that's a lie, just ask if any of it's a lie.
Any of it's a lie, okay.
It's none of it's a lie.
They had a studio in... The backyard.
Yeah, so it's like we had two pretty massive kilns. My dad, he makes those, like, water purifiers. He makes those, like, you know the things that you see in chemists that you wonder, who makes those? My dad.
My dad buys those.
Who we're puts on, those kind yeah. of stringy things on there?
We're yeah. on tank water, so thank you very much,
That's
Rose.
All right. Takes it down to a micron, those things, anyways. Yeah.
And what does your mum do? Does she do, like, kind of ghost style pottery? What do they do? Do they do that business
I
together?
Was conceived on a wheel. It's true. No, like my mum, she's an art teacher now, and she's a principal
yep,
now.
Gave up on her dream.
Yeah. Yep. And no, but yeah, and so they were both ceramicists at the time, and she's now a teacher.
Okay. And when they fired in the oven, how high was what was their success rate for the pots?
What do you mean?
Well, when they put them in there, they don't all come out perfectly.
No, it's pretty. No, you can be pretty solid with my dad's pretty good, okay. pretty good thrower. Like it's mainly about the issue is going to be because they go to like over 1,000 degrees almost like yeah. those things. Like they're really hot, and you have these like little things that kind of they cook before the rest of them, and they're like kind of little tellers. Do you know what I mean? But this is not interesting at all. I know that. I know that. But you're going to look it up when you get home and go, wow, no, he wasn't bullshitting around. But yeah. So, yeah, they're a pretty high success rate. I don't know where I was meant to go with that question. I'm sorry.
Did you smoke bongs as well as the other kids?
No, I got into it really recently, though. I didn't. I tried pot when I was a kid and did not like it at all and was like, I'm not going to be involved in that. Tried it recently. Guys, it's very Moorish. very good, I tell you what. Once you pop, you eat a lot of food. But no, I didn't. But they were kind of 15, 16-year-olds, and I was... I wasn't loaded with friends back in the day, so if I could help them out by making them a pinch pot to blow their weed in, that's how it works, right?
Yeah. What did you spend your $20 on?
Well, there wasn't that many of them. I probably did like 4 or 5. Okay. So I probably bought some Lego or a PlayStation game or went down to Blockbuster Video, 10 weeklies for $7.
Just rented Beaches for the 20th time. Yeah.
I just got 10 copies of Beaches.
And your mum said, get Ghost again for me.
Yeah. And bring the TV into the bedroom. I don't need it.
What do you think, Miff?
It's got to be true.
It is a lie. Ah!
My parents are ceramicists, though. Yeah.
Of course they are.
Of course they are. Look what they've made. I look like a porcelain doll.
All right. Now, Therese. Now, Mel had her photo taken for the Good Food Guide to promo the Great Australian Bake Off. Mm-hmm. When they got to her house, the photographer opened up her pantry and said, wow, yep, okay. Then looked at his assistant, who went to the car to get some props, which was a box full of fruit and vegetables.
Feels hurtful. So what did he see in the pantry? Like, what, a vast nothingness? Or was there the head of a small baby or something? Too dark. Sorry about that.
My pantry is like, I have a system where I sort of open it up and I just throw whatever I've been using in and shut the door before it, and you hear it fall down to the floor and you go, oh, that's someone else's problem. Just sort of, you know, Maggi noodles.
Yeah. Just a real gourmet.
Yeah.
Gourmet.
Yeah, it's not a very good pantry. It's not very, it's like this, it's like that wide. So it's not, you can't really stack it up.
Is it one of those ones where you can like pull it out? Do you know what I mean? Like
no,
the shelves come out?
No,
oh,
like
annoying.
Your old place in Sydney.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, not one of those.
We're friends in real life.
Yeah. It's very skinny. So I don't actually...
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't keep all the stuff in the pantry. I sort of keep it elsewhere around the house. But I didn't want to have to say to him, oh, yeah.
Elsewhere around the house? Yeah, just a bowl of noodles next to the toothbrushes.
Yeah, I'm a grub. So I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, open up the fourth cupboard along to the left there. You might find a fucking onion. So, yeah, he looked in the worst part of my pantry and then assumed that, yeah, I didn't have any
gourmet. What kind of fruits and veg are we talking here? Are we talking tropicals? Are we talking the stuff the junkie was eating on the tram? What are we saying?
It was mainly like sort of stuff that I'd never buy, like those fancy red onions.
Those are apples, Mel. They're good for you.
Bananas, a pomegranate or two.
Bananas, red onions and pomegranates.
Yeah, just some colour and life because my kitchen's very tan and beige.
Oh, like Balmain. Oh, I'm in Melbourne now. I reckon it's not true.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Reese Nicholson.
Got me, you grub.
Wasn't much of a clap.
That was even worse. Okay.
That was patronising at best.
At the end of the round, the scores are Sam Pang on 3 points, Mick Warhurst on 3 points, Reese Nicholson on 5 points, but in the lead on 6 points, so it's Mel Butto.
Yes.
Right, this is the final round, Sam. Final round.
Yep.
So get your Uber Black loaded up, ready to go.
Yeah. Ready to go jump in your big tank of money.
This round is called Who. Well, I'll read out 10 questions all about you guys. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You can't buzz in for your own. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. This is the first question. And this is open for anyone because they don't know this. Who once kind of insulted me by saying, I look like the type of guy who would wear a bow tie?
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
Mel.
It was you, Sam.
And also, how about you both go fuck yourselves?
Reese has a tattoo of a bow tie, had a tie bow tie.
Yeah, on my chest. Yeah.
Get it out! Get it out! Get it out! Oh, that's right, you've got no shame, you will.
Yeah! Okay.
I was sober, sadly.
Hey, when did I say that?
At Fee.
Like
Fee's
10
going away
ago.
Radio thing.
Who's Fee?
Fee B squared at Triple R. You're not from Melbourne, it's fine. Okay.
You said, stay up in Sydney with your pantries. We're down here with the community radio.
You said to me, oh, you always dress nice. You look like the type of, I think last time I saw
it's
you.
It was a compliment.
Kind of. But you said, last time you were wearing a bow tie, and I said, I'm never wearing a bow tie. And you said, you look like the kind of guy who wears a bow tie, Josh.
Which sounds like a 1950s homophobic insult. Yeah. Like, just like, he's the type of fella that wears a bow tie, if you know what I mean.
Because my dad, my dad will say, well, I wouldn't take him fishing. That's his thing, a bit of a... That's what he says.
You know, I only found out recently in... In Brokeback Mountain, there's a line in it where it turns out the joke that they would always do, whenever in Brokeback Mountain they would go up, they were always fishing for brown trout. There's a really horrific scene of Michelle Williams going, you go up into those mountains and fishing for brown trout. So, edit this the fuck out.
I didn't follow that my bow tie compliment with you know a brown trout reference, did I? I stand by it. Yeah. I think you're handsome and you're very smart dressed. Not everyone can pull off a bow tie. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Or a tattoo of a bow tie. How to tie one? You can though.
Yeah, thank
you.
You
can wear one.
I've never worn one.
Well, start fucking wearing them then.
Question two. Whose father handed out One Nation brochures?
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
Buttles from Brisbane.
Of course,
yeah.
Yes.
What, really?
Yes.
Did he know what he was doing?
He just thought, this was back in the 90s, during the first bit, and he was like, she's probably got some good ideas, but now he's totally flipped around and he tutors refugees in English. And goes on like bike rides, like motorbike rides with them. So
makes them piss in a bucket. It's great.
Yeah.
We're not stopping.
Question: speaking of dads, whose father wanted to name them after a character from a David Lynch film? Whose dad wanted to name them after?
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Ceramicist.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, it was. Yeah. Point there for Mel. Yes.
I was genuinely almost named after Dennis Hopper's character Frank in in Blue Velvet.
And you so wear a lot of blue
that's
velvet.
That's because your first words were fuck you fucking fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and why did they go with Reese, do you know?
Because the elephant man was taken.
They knew, hey. They knew I wouldn't be able to pronounce it and they're cruel. Frank, there's no S's in that.
Question four. Who once cooked dinner for Simone Warne, Steve Price and Anthony Koutafidis? Who once cooked dinner for...
Who's Anthony Koutafidis?
Do you mean Anthony Kiedis?
Played for Carlton.
Was he on Acropolis Now?
No, you're just a bit racist.
Mel. Your Queensland's flaring up again.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
No. Anthony Stop Kudafidis handing me flies. Was on, he was on the comedy company. He used to say couple of days.
Hey.
That's the one. I say Sam.
Yes, Sam.
That's you, Miff.
It is. Sam. Yes, a point there for Sam. Yes.
What's, and some. What was the show?
Oh my God! It was Celebrity Come Dine with Me.
Oh.
And I love Come Dine with Me.
Yeah.
It's my favorite show in the world.
Yeah, behind Bake Off.
Yeah. Of course. And I went, yes, let's do this. And then I found out who I had to spend a week with. I know nothing about footy, so Anthony Kudafidis, he struggled with me. Steve Price and I, well, we got along like a house on fire. Not really.
A lot of people died.
Yeah. And Simone Warne, she's delightful. But, like, the idea of spending, maybe going to a wedding with these people for a couple of hours, that would be fun. A whole entire week with them, I was broken by the end of it. I was like, oh, my God.
Is there a host of that show?
It's a voiceover, isn't it?
Voiceover, yeah.
Are you looking for a gig, are you, Sam?
What'd you cook? Desperate to know.
Oh, we had to do Christmas, that's right. And Simone did, that she was hilarious. She made souvlakis for Christmas. And something else in white bread, chicken. Boiled chicken in white bread, that was pretty special.
Did you know what Anthony Kudafidis' job is now?
Oh,
he owns the souvlaki hut.
Get out. Maybe she was angling for a job. Yeah. That's perfect. That's perfect. But no, it was... And the worst bit is I didn't win, and I was desperate to win because I loved the show.
How do you win?
You really cook good, and I cooked really badly.
What did you make?
I did traditional, like, 70s Christmas, so prawns and...
Prawn cocktail, but orange
cocktail.
Sauce.
I did the roast, and then I made this...
Banana fruit?
Jelly. No, what's the one that you're...
Trifle. Frog in a pond.
Trifle. Frog in a pond.
Who doesn't love frog in a pond?
That's delicious. I should have gone with that because the whole thing was like a milkshake. The jelly didn't set, and then the custard was just fucked. And I had to present it up, and I was mortified because I love cooking, and I was just mortified. But I didn't.
Who did win?
Steve Price.
Thank God, something else for him to win. Great. Finally, something goes well for him.
Question 5. Who used to work in marketing for a stock feed company?
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
I can Pang.
No, it was Mel Buttle. Oh. Point off there, Reese.
Never had a job,
yet another Reese. String to my bow.
Marketing.
Marketing. Yep. Any questions?
How do you sell to chickens?
You put it over the other side of the road. Fuck off. I just judged me.
It's all about relationships.
Yeah.
You know, it's about visiting the dairy farm and just talking to someone who's like, yeah, I don't need a cow, we're going to go around, we're going to have sore feet, huh? And just nodding until they buy another pallet.
Did you study marketing?
Yes, I have a postgraduate in marketing.
What are the 4 P's?
There's actually 7 P's of service marketing. The 4 P's, price, product, promotion, people, like channel, what's that one? Fuck.
Precipitation.
Yeah. Go the right product, the right promotion, the right price, the right people, the right profit, right price maybe. That's 5 P's.
This is true. This is not a true or false one, Sam. Like,
yeah. Yeah, no, this is all
Sorry,
real.
Sorry,
yeah.
But we're still doing the true or false stuff.
No.
All right, next question. Who on this panel, and anyone can answer this because I don't know this, who on this panel is Matt Preston from MasterChef's celebrity crush?
Mel.
I hope it's not me.
Yes, Mel.
Well, I was going to say him, but are you? I don't know if you're trying to lie. I was going to... Well, Miff, maybe.
No, yeah, it's Sam Pang.
Sam Pang.
It's Sam Pang. Is, yeah, point off Mel.
What?
Fuck.
Matt Preston. He was asked...
Where?
In one of these interviews that you refused to do... He was asked, who's your celebrity crush? And he went, oh, he's cheeky, I like him, Sam Pang.
How are you at folding a cravat?
Yeah.
Waking up in the morning, seeing cravat folded over your bedstand.
Maybe one day you said you look like the type of man who'd wear a bow tie, and he took a shine to you.
Because he's actually a very nice man.
Yeah.
To you, yeah.
Mm. Has he ever done this?
No, I did talk about your generation with him. And it was a costume one, and he lied about his size, and the guy in the wardrobe chucked a fit. And then someone stole the laces out of my shoes.
Yeah,
the prison episode. Yeah.
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 You know the shoelaces in your taking the shoelaces off you is a real thing. Did you know that? Have you been arrested?
No, I've never been arrested.
You've been arrested?
No.
I mean, it's an ongoing investigation. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
I got...
What have you been arrested for?
I don't know if I should tell.
See, this is the kind of stuff that I
ages ago was like a, you know, the
tax fraud.
DUI. Not DUI.
Driving.
No, not driving.
Just being drunk and
disorderly. Sorry. Mm. Who said that?
A cop.
Yeah. Your parole officer.
And they So they picked you up and they put you in the van and then you went down to the station and then they just like, it was overnight. And someone had told me about the shoelace thing, which I didn't believe. And I was fairly drunk and I said to the two cops,
clearly.
Do you want my shoelaces? Do you want my shoelaces? And they said, you're wearing Blundstones, fuckwit. So slept it off and went home. But it was real. They think you're gonna hang yourself with the shoelaces.
Well, yeah, it's jail, mate.
I've been there, Reece, so you know it wasn't that.
Who was your first call? Did you get a call?
I called Matt Preston. It was great. He came straight down and no call. It was just to sober up and go home.
Oh, drunk tank.
Yeah.
Terrible version of think tank.
Drunk tank.
Great TV.
Drunk tank. Did you say Think Tank or Shark Tank?
I meant either or. Shark Tank would be alright, go fucking idea.
Drunk Shark Tank would be unbelievable.
It's like a kebab shop that also I live in.
and it'd be like the SBS production of The Gang, you know, it'd just go for like 74 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Whose dad re-gifts books that he's read as presents?
All of our dads, probably.
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
I think it's Buttle's dad again.
No, it was Miff Warhurst. Wow. Yeah, point off Sam.
That's a point off for him.
Yeah, point off Sam. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you lose points in this round.
Yep. That's why I'm not buzzing
round.
In.
This round. Yeah.
Not the others.
No.
What's the prize again, Josh, for winning?
Matt Preston, a night with.
I'll pay you at the end.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, here we go. Oh. Okay, next question. Who once got a spray tan because the radio station they worked for suggested they should?
Well, us over here on the ABC side, Sam.
No, it was Mel Buttle. Ooh. Mel Buttle had to do that.
13-24-10. Who wants to give Mel a spray tan? We'll put it on air. Yeah, the program director walked in after I'd had my spray tan and said, brilliant, you look 10 kilos lighter already.
Oh, my God.
And then thank you so much. It's a brilliant opportunity.
Is this what Nova Brisbane?
Yeah. Different sort of value code up there, I think.
Oh, no, clearly. So people missing buckets there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You poor thing, that's awful.
Yeah, but I look great though, so they were right. I got a makeover, then I had to go out on a date with a listener. I was like, oh 30, 24, 10, don't rape me, please.
Which is not a great calling because it's not a question.
Yeah. No, there's sort of a yes no there, isn't it? Yeah.
And our final question for the entire game. Whose mother will quite often tell this person that they broke them when they were born?
Miff?
Yes, Miff.
I don't know, but I'm just going to hazard a guess because I haven't got many points. Reese?
You are correct, it was Reese, yes. Point over Miff.
I don't know why.
Difficult birth?
Difficult birth, big noggin. Because I was born at around 10:50, they reckon. They reckon, it was written down. And my mum calls me at around 10:50 p.m. every year to go like, yep, right about now, you're really ruining my life. Yeah.
Were you her first?
And last. I shut down that pub as I left. We're having a closing down sale. Too much. Hi, Mum, sorry.
At the end of the game, the scores are Reese Nicholson on 3 points. Go for Reese. Sam Pang also on 3 points. Miff Warhurst on 4 points. But our winner on 6 points, it's Mel Buttle.
Yes.
Thanks Thanks for playing Don't You Know Who I Am. Before you go, Reese, you've got shows on in the festival?
8:15 at, where is it, at the Swiss Club. Come and get a schnitty, maybe some fondue, a bit of comedy. And then I'm also Monday nights in the Town Hall at 9 o'clock.
Excellent. Mel Buttle, where can people see you?
Oh, I quit comedy today, so I've had enough. Yeah, I'm gone. I'm going to have a baby instead. No, 8:30, Melbourne Town Hall. My show is called Dog Bitch.
And I saw Mel's show on Friday night. It is top notch. So yeah, go on,
thank
see
you.
It.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Miff, where can people see and hear you?
Oh, just at work.
Yep. Which is?
We get it. You've got a job. Fine.
No, at the ABC, I do 12:30 till 2 in the weekdays these
God,
days.
You must be flat out with those hours.
It says us that go on at 8:30 yes. And then walk off at 9:30.
What time you get in there, Miff? What time you get in there for 12:30 start?
About 9. At 9, I work a hard day.
Do you?
I put a lot of time and effort and love into the program.
What do you do from 9 till 12:30?
No,
just chats. Yeah. Coffees, chats.
And Sam Pang, where can people see and hear you?
No, nothing to plug.
What right. time do you get into your job?
I get there.
You start at 7 on air?
Yeah, 7. I get there at 6:30. That's
all right. And when are you usually back on the jet?
Hey, when did I turn into... Oh, it doesn't matter.
Can you please give everyone a massive round of applause?
What about, we get to go give it up for Josh Earl? We get to do that?
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.